This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
Splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 261 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, let's just say this is the Cats Away and the Mice Will Play show, meaning we're all in Walt Disney World right now. So what we're going to do for this week, we're going to dive into a little bit of a musical journey. What we'll listen to first is the audio from the 1953 Oscar-winning short, Toot, Whistle, Plunk, and Boom. One of my favorites, Ward Kimball directed it. A lot of the artists we know were on this short, and it is a really good introduction to music. It really kind of lays out the four different types of instrument groups and how they developed in a really, really fun way. So we're going to listen to the audio. And it is stereo, so headphones will be helpful. Now, of course, it would be better if you could watch it. I understand that. However, I did listen to this, and it is pretty good. You can understand what's going on and what they're trying to explain. Just as a real quick, I guess, reminder, the opening is the scene that they have at the opening of a lot of the Disney shorts when they put them on video. We have the owl in the classroom with all the birds, the student birds. And this is the first time I think I've heard them actually talk, not just like the song. We brought our kids up through the late 90s, early 2000s, and we had a lot of those videos. So we got to see the beginning a lot. And basically, it was just the owl late to school and then the students introducing whatever videos we were going to watch. So they go through the opening, and then we move into the short itself, which is all about where music came from. Just to keep in mind, four cavemen. As far as the different instrument types. After that, we're going to use that knowledge of how instruments were developed and listen to a couple great pieces from Magic Kingdom. Now, two of the great acts they have over Magic Kingdom walking around totally free to watch and enjoy are the Dapper Dans, who are the quartet, the barbershop quartet. And then we'll listen to the Main Street Philharmonic. I always have to be careful saying that because I always want to say Philharmagic. And you know, I think I'm actually going to play it in the order of the short first, then we'll do the Philharmonic, and then we'll do the Dapper Dans. So here we go, guys. Enjoy. This is some of the stuff I really love catching in the parks. I hope you like it too.
Thank you. today we're going to study about...
Ancient history?
Mathematics?
Storytelling?
No, no, no. The study of musical instruments is the subject for today.
The study of musical instruments is the subject for today.
Did you ever stop to think when the band plays rink-a-tink where all the music comes from? From a toot and a whistle and a plunk and a boom.
That's where the music comes from.
Did you ever understand that a symphony so grand, so bright and yet sentimental?
And a toot and a whistle and a plunk and a boom
are very instrumental. For the horns go toot,
the woodwinds whistle,
the strings go plunk, plunk, toot.
Then the drums boom, boom, with a bing, zing, zoom.
And it comes out fine and true.
So remember what I say when the band begins to play, just where the music comes from.
From a and a and a and a.
That's where the music comes from.
Now, students, fly with me to the dawn of history. We'll start investigating the toot and the whistle and the plunk and the boom. It's very stimulating. Oops. Okay, boys, you're on.
Goo-la-gog, goo-la-gog, goo-la-gog.
When a caveman blew through an old cow's horn, right then and there, the first toot was born. Now let's look ahead in history, and here we are in Egypt, 2000 BC.
And now on the banks of the river Nile, the toot has certainly changed its style, and the kind of a note that the caveman blows is not good enough for the old pharaohs.
They made these ancient trumpets, the lower they sounded. One day, someone bumped into a very startling fact. He had discovered that changing a trumpet's shape did not in the least change its pitch. The curled or curved brass horn had been invented. Ah, but this horn could produce only certain notes. To play a simple tune, you would have to use four horns of different lengths. These extra lengths, attach them to one horn, add valves to control the passage of air through the extra lengths. Now you can play your tune on just one horn. And this is a basic principle of our modern brass horns. Now, let's go back to our whistle.
Goo-la-gog.
When this caveman blew on a tube of grass, the very first whistle came to pass. In order to make his cave girl smile, he had to improve his whistle style.
saw he was doing fine, he added more holes, about 8 or 9. By using his head instead of his feet, some genius found a way to beat this problem in a manner neat. When our third caveman plunked on the string of his bow, it was the first plunk, as far as we know.
First you take the bow, and sometime later, add a little jar to make a resonator, add a few strings.
Listen how it rings, change the jar to a box of wood, slide the box down.
Pretty good, add a few pegs to tune it fine and sharp. Change the shape a little, now it looks like a harp.
And here there are two ways to go. You can either plunk it, or play it with a bow. Caveman with his rhythmic slap have come all things that click or tap. Came rattles, bells, and we presume all other instruments that go boom.
The drums boom boom with a click clack zoom in a Latin rhythm.
So remember what we say when the band begins to play. Where all the music comes from a toot and a whistle. And a plunk. And a boom.
Thank you.
short. I got an idea, though. Since you're already out front here, why don't you take that trombone of yours and start the next song with it. All right, here we go.
trumpet. Johnny, tell me about the
Hey, folks, don't go anywhere. Don't move a muscle. See, I was just out there, and I ran into our world-famous guest soloist. This is Dana. She's from Boston, and the last time she was at Disney World, she was just about 9 years old. Give her a round of applause. Come on! Okay, Dana, we're going to do a song called Tiger Rag. Hey, doesn't it make you want to go like this? Try it. Go ahead.
Down on
ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba
Furniture.
Hey, Steve,
What? Isn't it true the Irish are known for their great wit?
Why, yes, it is true the Irish are known for their great wit.
That makes you half Irish, right?
Why, yes.
When Irish hearts are happy, all the world sings bright and gay. Irish eyes are silent, shall this be your heart?
Played on these 100-year-old Deegan organ chimes
by playing Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. We'd like to, but we don't know that one, stupid.
So instead, we'd like to play a song that is indeed a classic. System.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Just checking.
If you're happy and you know it, lick your nose.
Don't clap your nose.
These folks are pretty happy right here.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, give us a dollar.
Oh, they're not happy anymore.
You were happy a moment ago.
These folks are miserable, Dirk.
Folks are miserable. My head is empty. Hey, Steve, fellas, I know what'll cheer all these folks up.
What?
How about we sing their favorite song?
Which one is that?
The last one.
Satisfactual zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Oh,
Thank you very much, folks. If you enjoyed our show, we are the Dapper Dans of Main Street.
That's right, and if you did not enjoy our show, we are the Vienna Boys.
We'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long. About so long, so long.
So long, everybody.
So that's it for show number 261 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I've listened to that probably three times now through the putting together and editing, and I love that music so much. I hope that I'm going to be enjoying that down in Walt Disney World this week. As I said, we're all down there. So if we met up with any of you, so happy to meet you. If you didn't get a chance to get down there this year, there's always next year. And for all of the Disney nerds, this is Ed, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Kunga Joe.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.